And it would be nice to have got a really big 100 there and perhaps got over 400 for a side. I thought Warwickshire stuck out their task pretty well throughout the day. Dan Lawrence played really nicely at the other end, and Fozzy, working with the bowlers in that lower order, got us up to a good total there in the end.
Players always like to do well against their former counties, yeah. And you were in really good nick as well, timing it beautifully.
Yeah, felt pretty good yesterday in coming into the game, so was keen just to lay a platform for the side, and we knew first innings total was going to be important in this game and where the wicket is, and you know, so we've got a nice lead there. Hopefully we can take a few early wickets for the new ball and then let the other bowlers and Army do the rest.
And obviously with Lancashire struggling down at Taunton and following on, and if Essex do win tomorrow, then they will have clinched the title.
Yeah, so it's, you know, the boys don't need any encouragement or motivation. It's going to be a big one or two days here in this game. As you said, if it keeps going the way it's been going down at Taunton, then you know, there'll be some celebrations in Birmingham.
And of course, in the absence of Ryan Tendiscarty, you were captain at Old Trafford, and obviously that was a key result, really, matching the number of points Lancashire got.
Yeah, just to solidify, I guess, the position that we were in. Potential kind of tricky periods during that game, but we managed to scrap our way through. As you said, got the same amount of points as Lancs did, so you know, we were pretty happy with that result.
And from your own point of view, how do you look back on your first full season back with Essex?
Oh, it's been really enjoyable. You know, we've, as a side, we've played some really good cricket. Still having nightmares about that 50-over semi-final, and you know, shame we couldn't progress in a T20. But you know, personally, I've really enjoyed it. It obviously helps when you're winning games and playing good stuff. But it's back cricket with your mates, I guess, and the guys that you grew up with in the academy and second team cricket. So you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and hopefully can enjoy it for a couple more days here.
And Essex have surprised the cricketing world for sure with their performances this season. Just generally in the dressing room, are the players surprised or were they very confident from the outset?
Probably a mix. I think some of the younger lads have got the Essex confidence in them. So they're saying we're going to win the league after day one, or before the ball was bowled. But I think the confidence has grown throughout the season within the group. You know, we battled away with a couple of draws, tough fought draws where we were on the wrong end of them really, but we managed to get draws, and then obviously got a couple of wins and momentum and guys hitting form at the right time and things just clicked. And I guess winning's a habit and momentum's a big thing, so once we had that, you know, we've been very good at sort of keeping up the pace and setting the pace in the league.